When we asked University of Colorado Applied Mathematics professor William P. Briggs to examine our research method, he framed the question thus. What is the probability of finding by chance a group of 11 companies, all of whose members display the primary traits you discovered, while the direct comparisons do not possess those traits? He concluded that the probability is less than 1 in 17 million. There is virtually no chance that we simply found 11 random events that just happened to show the good-to-great pattern we were looking for. We can conclude with confidence that the traits we found are strongly associated with transformations from good to great. Question: why did you limit your research to publicly traded corporations? Publicly traded corporations have two advantages for research: a widely agreed-upon definition of results, so we can rigorously select a study set, and a plethora of easily accessible data. Privately held corporations have limited information available, which would be particularly problematic with comparison companies. The beauty of publicly traded companies is that we don't need their cooperation to obtain data. Whether they like it or not, vast amounts of information about them are a matter of public record. Question: why did you limit your research to U.S. corporations? We concluded that rigor in selection outweighed the benefits of an international study set. The absence of apples-to-apples stock return data from non-U.S. exchanges would undermine the consistency of our selection process. The comparative research process eliminates contextual noise, similar companies, industries, sizes, ages, and so forth, and gives us much greater confidence in the fundamental nature of our findings than having a geographically diverse study set. Nonetheless, I suspect that our findings will prove useful across geographies. A number of the companies in our study are global enterprises, and the same concepts applied wherever they did business. Also, I believe that much of what we found, Level 5 leadership and the flywheel, for instance, will be harder to swallow for Americans than for people from other cultures. Question: why don't any high technology companies appear in the study set? Most technology companies were eliminated from consideration because they are not old enough to show the good to great pattern. We required at least 30 years of history to consider a company for the study, 15 years of good results followed by 15 years of great results. Of the technology companies that did have more than 30 years of history, none showed the specific good to great pattern we were looking for. Intel, for example, never had a 15-year period of only good performance. Intel has always been great. If this study were to be repeated in 10 or 20 years, I would fully expect that high technology companies would make the list.